One, hello and welcome to the Big Ten and Rich
welcome.
Podcast. I'm your host, Creepy Pete.
Creepy Pete.
This is the Creepy Pete pod. I'm all creepy.
And that's how we start a special edition of the Big Ten and Rich Podcast, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm too loud?
No, you just sound
excited.
No, you sound very like
big loud.
Big loud, big distorted.
Big dece.
There you go. That's a lot.
That's better? All right, there we go.
Whoa. Now we know what he's been doing this whole time. He's been having that microphone.
Oh no, I don't hold it like this when I'm at home.
It's... Dude, hey Kenny, you know what he's at home when doing the podcast? This is what he'd be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Frank, where's that thing been?
My butt.
Oh shit.
And we're off to a good start. Good start to the day. We're all here in Charlotte, North Carolina, hanging out for our trip that we've talked about for the past few weeks. Fellas, enjoyed the day so far. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm watching this kid from Oakland absolutely snipe from every end of the court. But I don't know. It's been a rough gambling day, I'll say that. it hasn't been the best.
I've been having fun, man. I've been eating good.
Yeah, the food's been good. I'll say that.
Pizza that I just ate is mind blowing. From what was that place called?
I can't remember. Kenny.
So it was just some like shack in the behind some bar, right?
Literally.
That's making just some wood-fired pizza. And we had a
Irish
pizza that had mashed potatoes and did we ever determine if it was
corned beef?
Okay. And, yeah, it was kind of mind-blowing how good that was on a pizza.
Yeah, it was really good. I didn't have it. I had a buffalo chicken pizza that was delicious. And sorry, I was checking stats. I need to stop. And we had some pretty good beer at the beer temple over in Matthews. Yeah, we spent the day in downtown Matthews.
Had one of the more interesting beers that I've had in a while there with a dark IPA that is exactly what it sounds like. It's a very heavy IPA that's very flavorful.
Very.
So.
Was it dark or was it an IPA?
It was both.
Uh-oh, here goes Kenny. Kenny's on his dark side bullshit.
So, a lot of basketball we've been watching. Very excited that I got to have some white zombie in my life with Catawba's special beer that I love so much here in North Carolina.
Yep, it's very good. It's very delicious. It's very... Yeah. Nope, another brick.
Says I'm going to be so distracted.
I need wins. I need so many damn wins. I need to
money on the line, man.
Money.
I need to win. I'm not without a shirt yet, but I could just use some wins.
The three, what game was that? The three at halftime that just kind of jacked a whole.
Oh.
What game was that?
It didn't jack.
South Carolina?
It didn't. It was like the nail in the coffin. It changed the vibes.
No, it killed the.
Oh, the under.
First half under.
Yeah, it murdered that.
The parlay first half under that you guys had?
Oh, no.
Just the first half under.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all had like a long list of games.
That was dead. Second game in.
What would have been the payout?
Plenty.
Over 1,000.
Yeah, it was one of those crazy ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But yeah, so we're here hanging out in North Carolina. Seth's hosting us, and we're just going to hang out this weekend, watch some basketball, drink some beer, go eat some good food.
Play Mario Kart.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Like I'm excited to play Mario Kart. Are we doing that on the deck outside?
We can do it on the deck. We can do it here. We can do it wherever.
Okay,
we can do
it on, now.
Yeah, it doesn't. We can. We'll take a vote.
I just have a feeling it's just going to get real aggressive.
It might get a little too loud for your neighbors.
Nah. It'll be cool. Fine. They'll live with it. Yeah.
They're cool.
They're cool peeps.
Did you go door by door saying, hey, there might be some ruckus going on over here this weekend?
Nah, I'll just let them find out.
Oh, okay.
Just let them find out on their own.
And throw
the neighbors.
They're all living their normal lives while we're partying.
Right.
On weekday, weeknights. But, man, I've been waiting for this weekend for a while. Excited to see what the rest of this weekend unfolds.
Yeah, it's good to kind of just get away and be mindless for a while. And, I mean, we have normal responsibilities as adults, but it's kind of like nice to not really have to worry about anything.
Yeah, exactly. And some of us,
a chance to be dumb.
Yeah, guys being dudes, like the definition of that is what we're doing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
No responsibilities, really. Just hanging out, doing what we just said, drinking beer, watching basketball, losing money.
Losing money.
And playing Mario Kart.
Winning some, but losing more.
Losing more at this point.
And on a nostalgia feel, on Saturday morning, we're watching X-Men 97.
Yeah, we're going to do some Saturday morning cartoons. That'll be fun.
What's the fucking donuts, hopefully?
Some donuts and some.
Is that donut day?
Donut, and I think we're gonna do the good worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of food, man. Last night we went to Lee and Louise,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the times on the podcast.
Yeah, it's
that was your first time going.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the most popular places in Charlotte. That you hear about, like, on a national level, anyways. And it was good, man. Like, it delivered. Simple stuff. Cabbage. Delicious. Cabbage. Delicious.
You said it was the best catfish you had?
It was one of the best I've had. The grits were definitely the most unique I've ever had.
Yeah, grits were
never had that type of grit before. It was different. Like I said, it's very much like rice that tasted like grits.
That were like the texture of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's weird.
Dude, they on their menu right now, they'd have grits like four or five different ways.
Yeah.
So like each dish that has grits, it's different.
Yeah.
So
it's just one thing. It's a place where like everything's simple. It's elevated to simple. It's executed really well.
Yeah.
So it was good, man. Dessert.
Is that like a Top Chef like thing, or is it just a very common? It's not like a. Hey, we've won our 17th James Beard Award.
No, they haven't been nominated though, right?
For James Beard. Yeah, they get nominated quite a bit for James Beard.
I don't think they've won one, but they've been nominated, so they're recognized at least.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're getting ready to open. Let's see, they have a breakfast place that we ate at today called Uptown Yolk. That's very good.
It was good, man.
And they're getting ready to open up a third restaurant here in Charlotte. That's nice. More soul food, higher level food, soul food place. I'm sure it's going to be good.
So not necessarily like a meat and three, but a.
Well, see, that's our soul food places. They're meat three, so just think that food just elevated.
Okay.
Cool. We also tried, what was it, Noble Smoke?
Yeah, we went there. That was
lunch yesterday.
Yeah,
this is another one of like the well-known barbecue places around here.
Yeah,
and it was super good. Their smoked wings were good, man.
Yeah, they're smoke wings. They do them right. What else did they, I had the French fries, and you had the mac and cheese, right?
Yeah, mac and cheese was good. Pulled pork sandwich was really good too.
I had the smoked turkey, which was good.
So knocking off some, checking off some boxes on your list, Kenny.
I got a laundry list. Knocking some out. Got the tres leches from Suarez Bakery today. What? That was another one on the list.
What's nice about that is it's single serve tres leches. So you don't have to. It's not a
slice. That should be done more often.
It should be.
It's just not. I don't know why more places don't do it, but like Suarez is known. Wow.
Oh, God.
That kid's got like 10 threes, I think. Just hit another one. Golkin or whatever his name is.
Golkey?
Yeah.
Or Oakland?
8 3-pointers. I'm sorry.
Better game than I expected.
Yeah, Kentucky's Oakland on the ropes
right now. And then
big head boys on the come up.
Yeah, dude's got what, like 6 or 7 threes?
8.
8?
God. 8. But yeah, that's good. If you go to Suarez Bakery, it's delicious. Tomorrow we're going to Vicious Biscuit. Should be really good.
Yeah.
And we'll just take it from there. See where we're gonna go, have some food.
Nice.
Just hanging out. And Mike will be in town tomorrow. Yeah. So that'll
be good. Us. And then literally everybody will be here. They're supposed to be here.
Yep.
You know what's funny though? We got here. I recognize me and Kenny has the same exact shoes on.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I was like, wait a second. I seen the mesh, and I was like, that looks like my feet.
It's wild, man. The funny thing is, like, I bought these shoes like more than a year ago, and I bought them online. Like, I bought them on Nike.com.
Yeah. So I guess it was like some kind of – maybe it was like a – I don't know if it was a Black Friday deal or something. They were like half off. And I was like, you know what? I need some all black. I know you're also a fan of all black Nikes. And I was like, I need a new pair of all black Nikes. So I scooped these up and showed up here and was like, wait a second.
That's wild.
You know what also?
That's all I buy now.
All black Nikes. Man, they got not the Air Max. What are the Vapor Maxes? All black. Oh, it's on my list.
Yeah, I like those too.
You know what I also brought, Kenny? If you need to get a little edge up or a little fade, I got you.
Bring your nail clippers too.
My what clippers?
Nail clippers.
Nail clippers. I got those, and I got some basketball shorts because you never know.
In case you need to get every crossed trip. Up in these streets, bitch.
Every trip.
It's just up across them.
Yep. Always ready.
Always ready to cross a bitch up.
Oh, shit. So what do we think about the tournament so far? Anything crazy we didn't expect?
Well, if Oakland holds up, then yeah, that. But
other than that, there hasn't really been anything like super.
No.
No super upsets or anything.
I don't think Colorado State knows how to shoot a basketball.
That was awful. Awful basketball. Watching that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That first half was some of the worst basketball.
They scored, what, 11 points in the first half? That was I don't know where they are now, but
barely.
I don't care where they are. I never want to see that team ever again.
you probably won't.
So bad. Tennessee's about to play. Sprinkled St. Peter's. Let's see what happens with that. Probably something terrible.
They're coming up, what, an hour? In an hour from now?
Yeah. Let me go back. We'll just watch.
That was like a late 9 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Eastern time. Fucking hate Eastern time.
It's the worst.
It's like the day got so late so quick here today after getting here from Nashville. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because I was even like ready to jump on the pod like an hour ago. And it's like, nope, 8 o'clock.
Gotta be patient, Richard.
Yeah. What else, guys? Oh, the brownies. Always
blonde MVP brownies. Of the weekend. We have two sets of blonde brownies this time. Uh-oh, his leg's cramping up. My mom sent in brownies, and Lindsay also made blonde brownies. And they're both delicious. And, I mean, we're the winners in that situation. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got lucky. I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, I did not.
And we got Rice Krispie Treats, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Did not hear about that.
Oh, you got to try them. They're fucking good. You're like, oh, it's a Rice Krispie treat.
I mean, how do you not like that? That's 9 threes.
Oh, man. Gokey?
Yep.
Oh, big head boy.
But yeah, the
Rice Krispie treats. Who doesn't like a good Rice Krispie treat?
Like, actually, I don't know anybody doesn't like.
Do you like Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah, everybody likes Rice Krispie treats. Yeah, I don't know anybody.
Hate on
even if you don't like marshmallows, I think you like Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Snap, crackle, pop, you know?
The ones that she made are some of the better ones I've had. That was like, she definitely put some extra marshmallow or something in them because they're just chewier.
It's cocaine.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Explains a lot.
That's why it's so chewy.
I was wondering why I was so happy last night.
Couldn't sleep. Couldn't.
It's tossing and turning.
Sweat.
You know, it's always. For us to be in Nashville and y'all can see like Nashville stuff everywhere, just like Nash or even for the airport with a B&A, but it's always polarizing when you get to Charlotte and see CLT on everything. And
it's everywhere.
Yeah, even on this laptop across from me, which is in the icy thing, which is a cool sticker.
That's
so there's just CLT everywhere out here.
Yeah. The CLT, bro.
Does anybody know who the CLT commander is, though?
Is that funny that we had that conversation while we were waiting for y'all at the airport? I was like, man, they really missed out on the team name, the NFL team name.
Oh, instead of the Panthers?
It would have been the Charlotte Commanders.
Yeah,
or the Carolina Commanders.
Yeah,
because then they could have been the CLT Commanders.
Yeah, seems like a very missed opportunity for
like one of the funniest places in Charlotte. There's a CLT hub.
Nice.
And when I first moved here, I'm gonna send y'all a picture and said, "Hey guys, I found it."
Yep.
Zing. Yuck.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I remember when we were getting you wedding gifts for you and Lindsay, I remember getting some B&A stuff because I know how special that airport for y'all. And I was like, you know what, we probably could do Charlotte too. And I was like, well, I just didn't know how appropriate it would be to give that as a wedding gift and you have clit all over your wall. But I get here and it's on everything. So
I am wanting to just fire jokes right now, but I am like,
please, if he's ever confusing where it's at, he knows where to find it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, mapped out here in Charlotte where just right, just CLT's right there on the everywhere.
The writing's on the wall.
The funny thing is the airport like logo, or at least that statue outside of the airport is like straight, like a, you know, like an oval shape, and you're just kind of like, oh, you're buying in on this, aren't you?
Hey, man, you gotta embrace it.
Gotta embrace it.
Shouldn't we all? I don't know where to go from here.
I mean, you're the one that's trying to steer the ship somewhere.
You jumped the train.
You were the one leading the charge, so that's all on you, Bussy. What the hell?
That's what we're going to call each other nowadays?
Buddy.
Bussy.
We should say Steven's in the room right now. He's being very quiet.
You don't have to be.
He's very paranoid about our audio that we are not paranoid about at all.
really curious as to what it's going to sound like.
Well, I figured out what the echo is. Is, well, I'm being picked up on somebody's microphone because I'm just loud, but
probably mine.
It's like I'll speak, and then y'all hear it after that. So it's the delay from that
in your headphones.
Yeah. So like I can hear you talk in person live. Yeah. There's the playback in my headphones. So
yeah,
that's what's throwing me off a little bit.
That's part of the reason why I didn't go headphones today. I was worried about that because remember when we were in Gatlinburg, that was happening. We're all like, it was throwing us off a lot. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave these here. We'll all be in the same room. You'll be okay.
We will be. But guess what?
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. But I don't know what else to say besides I just need somebody to win. I need a winner. I just need to win. I just need to win.
We need something big to hit tomorrow.
I need something. I got something tonight that I need to win.
I got a gang load of first half unders for tonight.
Me too. That and I have Samford over Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
I put in on that too.
That's major. Now, the whole St. Peter's over Tennessee is just kind of pipe dream.
Yeah.
But
what were the odds
on which one?
On St. Peter's winning?
I got it at 15. What did you get it at?
No, I don't know.
I think Scott got it at 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was the big winner in that. But it's one of those where it's just kind of like I'm not going to put a lot of money on it because – It's a dart.
Yeah. It's not one of those. You take a flyer on it, and it's not one of those you're really
if I lose,
think that it's going to happen.
If I lose, I'm not worried about it. But if it wins, I'm a genius.
And what did y'all have in the Kentucky game?
Just the first half. Oh, yeah, that was close. It was the first half under that.
Yeah, you got that one. So maybe that's the start of some luck.
Oh, he just bricked that dunk.
Bricked a dunk.
He bricked a dunk. Oh, Kentucky's on the ropes. This is big.
It's a close game.
Not like when I poop when I dunk a brick.
Stevens over here was talking about pooping.
Stevens over here with the poop jokes talking about dunking bricky poops.
You know what? Dunkin' Donuts should have something called brick.
I was worried what you were going to say there. I really was. I thought you were like, they should have something called Bricky Poops.
I mean,
the splitting of the jackpot when you hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, because that just makes me have bad feelings towards Kenny again.
It does give off some resentment, right?
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, well, what the hell is Kenny doing?
We're all like, team effort. Yeah, we'll split it up. And Kenny's like, nah, fuck yeah. I'll win half $1 billion and give you $1 million, even though we all split the money on.
I did not say one million. No, we did not split it. We said that if we all put it on, if we bought our own tickets, that's one thing. We went in on it. Yeah, that's different. It's different, man.
If you're going on a pool,
then you split it individually.
Well,
but if we all get our own individual tickets, then that's different.
How this all started was these guys, the jackpot's very high, but also in North Carolina, you can buy lottery tickets with your debit card.
It's dangerous.
Which means that lazy people like us will actually get them.
Yeah.
I'm not getting cash out just to get a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know the last time that I even went and got cash out.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Recording the podcast.
Oh shit, you're recording. Okay, call me when you're done.
All right, I will.
Okay, love you. Bye.
All right, love you. Bye.
Me.
Oh, well, there's that.
I didn't say I was in a
What?
You can buy them with your debit card.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Steve is our producer today.
Steve's
like,
keeping
us on track.
He's like, I wish you guys would take this shit seriously.
We've had a lot of drink today. But yeah, basically vending machine lottery tickets here in North Carolina. Yeah, but we went to one, and it was going to like get up quite a few, but the vending machine was broke, so...
Well, when the news was on for the little time it was on, they said there was a problem at the DMV with the ID machines. Apparently, nationwide, they're having issue with IDs.
Are they the same company?
I don't know, but maybe the scanning of it, there's something wrong with it, but who knows?
Oh, I see. Yeah, because you got to scan your ID.
Yeah.
Make sure you're of age.
Maybe that has something to do with it, but.
Yeah, they could use the same verification system or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
Makes sense.
I better get it together. We'll try tomorrow. Maybe we'll be
we'll try
a billion-dollar podcast after tomorrow. Is tomorrow night the drawing, right? Or is it Saturday?
Saturday.
It's going to stink because tomorrow and Saturday it's supposed to rain. Not happy about that, but.
Well, you would be happy if you won $1 billion lottery.
I'd be very happy.
Next podcast in Dubai. For the time.
I thought you were going to say something about why the weather.
Whatever it takes.
There's probably some way of doing that. What else we got?
I got nothing. Like nothing. Like the other thing is like nothing has happened up until this point. I feel like it's just one of those. Everybody's chilling, man. I don't know. I'm all tapped out
already.
I'm enjoying the situation. My guys, we're hanging out. We're being dumb.
Yeah, nothing really silly's happened yet.
So. Might roll up on somebody. We just don't know what we're getting into this weekend.
Somebody might get rolled up.
Yeah.
We ain't no bitches.
One thing that did motivate the shit out of me is when, because, you know, I've been in North Carolina several times. I used to live in East Carolina when I was in the military. And
there's an East Carolina?
Oh my god.
Is it East North Carolina or East South Carolina?
Oh my god. Are you serious? Oh god. Somebody explain to him.
I'm asking.
Is there an East Tennessee or Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, but there's a North Carolina and a South Carolina.
Which east? Is it East South or East North?
East North Carolina.
Yeah. He won't know this because he doesn't come here a lot, doesn't know people really from here that a lot. But whenever someone says East Carolina, they're referring to East North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean,
or it's whatever Carolina you're in.
Yeah,
they just say Northeast.
It's a lot to do there. I don't know. You go tell the people here of North Carolina that they're wrong.
I don't think.
No, I'll just say. I'll just say.
I do understand the point that you're trying to make, Kenny.
I got it now.
Yeah,
we're good.
There is a college called East Carolina that's, you know, out there too.
The Pirates.
Yeah. They're in
South Carolina or North Carolina?
They're in North Carolina.
Okay.
They're in East Carolina. That's where they are. Anyways, what motivated me is I feel like old nightclubs in North Carolina are all the same, and they have that like striped wood, like striped stuff on the outside of the building, if you know what I mean, that looks like they're trying to make designs on them. And when we passed one that was like, it looked like it was an old like nightclub, but now it's like a tire shop. I don't know why. I was just like, yep, I'm back in the Kakalaki over here.
I can tell you what's got me mixed up is you explaining that story.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it looked like an old nightclub. Like when you see it, you're like, that looks like an old nightclub. That's probably when now they're.
You have to show me what you mean because like I haven't been to a lot of nightclubs.
So if you like, you know, like how you have
like Silverado,
it's a brick building, and there's this like wooden like on the building. It's like on the outside exterior. It's like just wooden slats that are just like trying to make it like almost like lattice, but on the building.
Yeah, you had to show me before we passed.
Kind of like I guess a Mrs. Winters maybe.
Dude, he's gonna explain this to you. He's not going to show it to you. He's going to explain it to you.
I don't even know how to Google the look up images right now.
But you saw one, right?
Yeah.
So when we see one again,
I'll point it out to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll point it out to you.
That's what I'm asking.
We'll go back towards the airport if we're going that way. I know there's at least one out that way.
You motherfucker, he's going to explain this to you. And you're going to get it.
Okay, I got it.
You don't. No. You can't lie to him either. He knows if you get it. And you don't.
I don't get it. But I will. I'll get it.
It's an East Carolina thing, I guess.
Okay.
Sure.
That's not. I don't know. I don't know where we're going with that.
We're trying to figure out where we're going with it too. Brother,
what's the update on the score there with Kentucky?
Down 5. That math right? 5 points. Yep. But
27.
So, I don't know, man. It's just one of those things. Nothing has happened because.
Yeah, next week we'll probably have a better like recap of what's going on today. But today's like day one. Well, sort of day one. Day one for me. Day two, I guess, for Kenny.
We've been very responsible so far. So that's a big part of it.
Also, like we're not like young. Wow, is a good 3. Not just out running and everything else like there. Even when we did this last year, it was just kind of like. Time to just relax. Like, if you want to go take a nap, go take a nap. If you want to go read a book, go read a book. If you want to go sit in the hammock, go sit in the hammock. You know, it's not one of those things where there's a set schedule of things you have to do. I mean,
yeah, we're gonna go hang out on your Lido deck here.
Yeah, like whatever you want
on your lanai.
Lanai.
It's fun.
Which that is, Brandon. You got a nice home, Seth. I know you talked about on the pod that you moved here like 6 months ago.
Yep.
You've been getting it ready for this, for us all to be here.
Yes,
which
a lot of work.
Appreciate and
literally this rug came in. What I tell you, 15 minutes before you got here, and we got it down.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it was terrible. It fucking sucked. But
tell you what, though, it's a hell of a rug.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But yeah, it's just like we're just kind of like, yeah, this is. We're glad everybody's coming to Charlotte. It's one of those things where it's just make it easy for everybody, have a place to stay, kind of have a home base to kind of come and hang out and realize, like, hey, come and look. If you want to come visit, there's room for you to come and visit.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
It's just a nice house, nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Really good location.
Not too far from when we came to the wedding where we're staying, right? Kind of like a little bit east of there.
About 20 minutes from there. Yeah. A little less, maybe.
Well, I know y'all talked about before about maybe being on the South Carolina side of.
Talked about that. I don't like Lindsay, maybe not. It's a little bit cheaper on the South Carolina side, but.
Not far from here, though.
No, we drove there. Wednesday.
Pick up some
drink. Yep. Some drink. But yeah, it's a cool spot. I like it a lot. This is Steven's second time at my house. Yeah, second time. So it's done up a little bit more than when he was here last time, but basically the same.
Yeah, decorated some.
Yeah.
A lot more photos up.
Got a new chair.
Finished.
Yeah.
More lived in.
Yeah, and these photos are like, I don't know if how much of our people that listen, your wedding photos are phenomenal. And this whole wall behind me, we got some fire ass photos, especially that one over there.
Yeah.
With the wind catching
the veil.
There.
Fun story about that is Jennifer held the veil up. For the wind to get caught underneath that.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Did they just photoshop her out? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dude, if y'all knew the struggle we went through with that photo company, it was bullshit the way they do it.
The video guy was good, though, right?
He
was
video cool. guy, I would like recommend him 20 times over. But like
that company that we went through had final edits on everything. So
like, the person, they decided on what they wanted to edit and give to you?
Yes.
So versus like I give me everything or
right. So like the photographer turned the photos over,
yeah.
the raw images over.
Yeah.
And then someone would go through and edit them.
But they would choose which ones, not y'all, or you got to choose the shots that you like and they would edit them
and then say this is what we have. And like that company did our engagement photos and completely fucked up our engagement photos.
Damn.
Like it was bad. And like Lindsay just raised hell about that.
Kenny, we found out who we're rolling up on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Let's do it.
Oh, so, that company, like, even to this day, we're just like, anytime I hear somebody mention them, I'm like, no. Don't use them. They're terrible.
Did you write a Yelp review?
Oh yeah. Yelp, everywhere we can write a review, we were like, don't do it.
There you go.
Go. My advice is go directly to the photographer. Don't use a business.
Also they freelanced the workout.
Yeah.
And so because the way the contract's made,
the lady that was our photographer was like, sorry, there's nothing really I can do.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, another thing I like about the house, the bathroom, got some really cool photos of some artwork in there.
That was all Lindsay's idea with the just array of photos, different sizes, different frames. Just kind of throwing it up there in a specific, not in any specific way. So it's nice. It's cool.
Each time I went in there, I found something that I liked that I hadn't seen yet.
What?
Just like each time I go in there, I'm like, I see something that I hadn't seen yet. So it's cool.
It's a fun idea.
I like the light in the toilet.
Yeah.
The disco light
changes colors.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. For multiple reasons, but yes. It's a Buick concept car. Crazy. It's crazy.
So did you get you have the solar lights outside, the patio lights.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in something that Pat helped you with?
No, it's just an easy kit. You just got to let the panel charge
you
up.
You get the idea from...
I got the idea from I don't want to have to plug lights in and turn on a light switch. Just let it go and like let it charge
on and off. I know this. I have a couple like my outdoor lights. I have those light bulbs that turn on and off as it gets darker light, and they're like one of the best $20 I've spent in a long time.
Oh yeah, okay.
Just the ease of not having to worry about doing that is.
It's nice to have,
yeah,
for sure. You know, we're just out here in Charlotte trying to make a house a home, guys. That's all we're trying to do.
I was going to mention it since we were talking about it. It was going to be pictures of us anywhere.
We're conceited.
Can we make that happen?
We love ourselves a lot more than we love everybody else.
Can we get one in the bathroom, at least?
I tell you what. Y'all pick
I would prefer one in the bathroom.
Okay. Y'all pick out a photo.
It's got to be the Smaraldo's one.
I will frame it, and I will get it in the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. I will do that. We'll be...
I think just saying that on the pod, I think it makes sense. Doing a Smaraldo's outside.
Okay. I can make that happen.
The one in Gatlinburg last year with multiple...
That wouldn't be a bad one. That's a good one, too.
The one that we took, like 10 minutes before I was throwing my guts up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
R.P. King's guts.
Every time I see that picture show up.
You start salivating from...
I start reaching for the gator.
Like the bad stomach acid starts bubbling.
You and your addiction to just key lime pies. Hilarious.
Key lime pie at a Gatlinburg Steakhouse.
That's like...
asking for trouble.
That's borderline why I didn't try that one dessert last night. Because it was so similar to key lime pie.
To who? But it was like a high-end restaurant.
I know, and I'm like, I'm not fucking with it.
Can't take it. Too close. Can't take it.
It was like...
Maybe if it was Saturday?
Instead of key lime, it was supposed to be like tang flavor.
Tang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it still had the same look. And I'm like, ah, it's just too close. Graham cracker crust. Citrus filling. Probably not a good call. I'll save it for next time.
I think we should go to a sports bar tomorrow and get smoked meatloaf. Maybe. That was one of the biggest surprises last year for me. Kenny's like on his, like, he's trying to survive. He's like, hey, I'm going to go out with you guys. I'm trying to tough it out. And then we get to the bar and it's like, man, you should probably just get something, you know, kind of just something solid, like some chicken fingers or something. This man goes, smoke meatloaf. Didn't even eat it though.
I ate some.
Oh, okay. It's insane.
Few bites I did have were a savior.
I was like, realize this place is probably not a good place to smoke. Was it good though? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was alright.
He didn't give a damn. That's Iron Stomach Kenny.
I will say, just since I'm thinking about Gatlinburg, the not the Old Smoky, but the other one, was it Southern something?
Sugarland.
That one, that place is awesome.
I almost hurled.
That place. Sugarland was fun. We ended up with like almost like 13 shots of their branded moonshine.
Randomness.
Smelling the alcohol almost did it. Like that smell of like, I don't know, it smelled like sour mash.
Yeah. Kind of like how New Orleans as a whole smells sometimes.
New Orleans as a whole smell. Wow.
If you catch it before they hit this street sweeper.
Yeah, yeah.
They're too far from it.
Yeah.
Especially the closer to the streets you are.
Definitely. Except it gets more pukier smell the closer you get there.
Jeez.
It's another place I want to go again. Maybe one of the guy trips sometimes down the road. Who knows?
Sure, we'll get there.
What else we got? Anything?
I think that's it, dude.
I'm sure we'll have more to talk about it next week.
Yeah.
I hope. I hope we have so much happy stuff to talk about.
Oh,
like how much money we want.
Yeah, we got LRC coming up. Left Right Center.
Yeah, we'll play some. Well, we're definitely playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That's
going to get grimy here in just a little while.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been kind of going a little hard. At least I know I have in the paint today. And like right now, it's kind of like prepping for the festivities tonight.
For sure. For sure.
But look forward to it, guys. And appreciate everybody listening. As always, thank y'all. You can like, subscribe, all that good stuff if you hadn't already. At Big Tan Rich. And we'll be back on Wednesday night next week. Back to our original night. We wanted to wait to do this night since we're all here on Thursday this week. So we'll be back on Wednesday night.
Boy, did we bring it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I need a win so bad. I just need a fucking win so bad.
It's down bad.
Down bad. Down a million.
Let's go. Your time.
All right, y'all.
That's it. Deuces, Magooses.
Oh, where's the stop button here?
All right, Magooses.